Joining the Red River Farm Network is North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney. And Mark, some new news out today addressing some of the livestock market challenges that are continuing to impact North Dakota cattle producers. And so first, help us summarize what's been happening over the last couple months and what led us to this point.
Well, we've seen over time where the consolidation of the packing industry has, in some respect, taken advantage of the livestock producer and of the consumer, where they're being squeezed on both ends to get pricing. And when you put a trade war and you put a pandemic on top of it, it really starts to show. So when we see record prices of boxed beef going from, $300+, and at the same time, the consumer pays more, the cattle rancher's getting less, somebody in the middle is taking advantage. We think it's this consolidation where over 80% of the industry is owned by four packers, and it seems like they're making the money and not sharing any with anybody.
And so as a result, Farmers Union actually has developed a special livestock committee to come up with some solutions to the issues that you were just talking about. And so what are some of the asks from Farmers Union?
So we did do the committee. We did bring this whole thing to what we call our Board of Governors, which is the 51 county presidents across the state. And they approved it. So we're looking at truth in labeling. We're looking at having less than 60% ownership by the beef processors. We're looking at the tools to allow for state inspection, to be able to allow the smaller mom-pop type businesses, maybe cooperative businesses that could do some of the processing. And, we need country original labeling back. So when the consumer decides what they want to buy, they know where that food is coming from. And in this pandemic, it's really showing this. You can't get a hold of a rancher and buy a quarter or a half of beef because there's nobody to process it. So we just got a bad system where we've allowed it to get so concentrated that the industry is suffering and the consumer suffering.
And so stemming off that local and regional slaughter capacity issue that you were just addressing, so I know there has been some things coming from the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, to help these facilities increase slaughter capacity, what be it. But, what does Farmers Union envision, this sort of a process looking like going forward?
Well, I think if you took, for example, the fact that a state-inspected plant has some limitations on going across state borders, cannot sell direct to a restaurant or a grocery store. And if you looked at really where the safety concerns they're trying to protect come from, many times it's from large mechanical adapted processing where we get these problems with meat quality and safety. I think we can structure a system that maintains safe food and enables these local companies to be able to operate without that huge cost of having the federal inspection guaranteed and be able to deliver to some of the local, maybe institutions, schools, or to them people that want to buy direct from the ranch. And it takes a little bit of logic because right now most of the state inspections are as quality or better than the federal government guidelines. So the simple fact that we don't allow them access to some of the markets is simply wrong.
Well, Mark, as we wrap up our conversation here, anything else you'd like to add in?
Well, at times, right. I mean, we have consolidation all over the place, and many times it's harmful for the prices that farmers receive. And the livestock one is one that's obviously being shown at this moment in time. So with that, I think it's time that we really get the tools in place to address this issue.